Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for our weekly conversation with Stephen Jones here on your home of the Cowboys. And good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, first question here, Stephen. It's kind of unbelievable looking back on this rivalry. Green Bay's won 9 of 10 in the series and some close calls along the way. Is this the team or the rivalry you most want to get right against going into Sunday Night Football?
Well, obviously, every game is so important, and don't get me wrong, the division games probably come first, but when you get to games like San Francisco and Green Bay, especially, the experiences we've had over the last 10 years, we need to get those right, and certainly Green Bay's right at the top of the list. Hats off to them. They're a great organization. They do things the right way. They've had really great players from the Brett Favre to their right on down the line. And again, obviously, we get an opportunity here Sunday.
How confident are you in defensive adjustments after the last couple of games?
I'm confident. We just met with the staff, and I think they've done a good job this week of doing a lot of different things in terms of how we can execute better. We've got to do a better job. We're not getting the job done there, and they know it. Our players know it. Our staff knows it, and I think they've done a great job this week of really doing some things that I think will make it easier for our guys to execute and play and play at a high level.
How surprised have you been by the lack of production, really, from the edge group so far? I know we'd been talking about that this week. We thought you guys actually had a number of guys to kind of piece together a solid producing unit.
Yeah, I think it's more than, I think at the end of the day, it's the execution. And we've got to go out and execute the things that we do best. We can certainly help that with pressure. I do have a lot of confidence in our players. Obviously, we did bring in Jadeveon Clowney, and I think he'll bring something to the to our defensive unit as well. But I do think things are going to get better because, as I said, this was a group we had a lot of confidence going into last year. We had a lot of injuries, but now we've got them all back and healthy, and just feel like we're going to get better as the season goes. But we also got to execute the defense, and certainly that starts with our coaching staff. Getting those players prepared, and then the players got to go out and execute and make the plays they need to make so that we can get off the field. Third down's has been a big problem for us so far this year, and certainly, giving up the explosives is just not something that you can live with. We've got to cut those out, and certainly it starts on Sunday.
What are the expectations for Clowney making his Cowboys debut?
Yeah, we're going to use him. Certainly he'll get, 15 to 25 snaps. We'll see how he's feeling as the game goes. And as you said, we've got a good group there. Keep them fresh and hopefully keep them with their ears pinned back and playing good football.
With De'Ron Bland getting set to return, what does that do to the secondary? Does Reddy Steward still keep that nickel spot, or does Bland kind of get that versatility factor continuing?
Well, I think we'll see Bland more outside. I think Reddy's doing a good job for us. Certainly, we also got Kyrie and certainly Diggs. So we've got a good group there. We've just got to go out and execute the coverages and do you know, do the things that it takes to play winning defense.
Steven, you've seen a lot of football through your career, and I know you ask questions of the staff and stuff. You came on our station and talked about Flus can manufacture pressure. Has he told you why they haven't been able to manufacture pressure?
Yeah, I think the bigger thing is we've been, because we're a little short in some areas in coverage, we've kind of not been doing a lot other than just sending four. And, I think, we're seeing that we're probably going to change some of that, and we'll see how it goes on Sunday. But, yeah, we've talked about it extensively and, how we're going to do better. Certainly, when you get pressure, it helps the back end. And, we know we're going to have to make some plays and if we want to get off the field and stop the explosives.
Steven Jones here with you on 105.3 The Fan. A touchdown at home is a big number in the NFL. We've been talking about, like, what's the path to victory look like? What do you think needs to happen here to get an upset against Green Bay?
Well, I think we got to start with what we've been preaching really since the time Shotty walked in the door. We got to start with running the football, patrolling the football, and then playing complementary football, stop the run. And, the key is, which we haven't done, and we've got to stop the explosives, and we've got to get the ball. The other thing we've got to do better on offense is we've got to protect the ball. You're not going to win many games in the NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Losing the turnover battle 4-0. That's just not sound. And we've got to protect the ball better offensively, and we've got to get the ball, which we hadn't done a good job of this year as well.
How's it changed without CeeDee Lamb here for a couple weeks?
Well, anytime you're missing one of the best wide receivers in football, you're going to feel it. But the great news is we've got weapons. And like I said, it starts with running the football, but Jake Ferguson did a great job. I think he tallied 13 catches. Certainly, I think George Pickens is going to – I think at first it was a little shell-shocked to not have his running mate there in CD, but he's had a great week of practice. And then you throw in Turpin and JT, and I think Flo will go out and do a nice job. We've got the weapons to move the football and think we will. We just, as we said, we got to protect the ball. And, I think obviously it was unfortunate with Javonte on the first turnover, which was in scoring position. Of course, we threw two picks in the end zone, which would have been points. So, we just got to do a better job all the way around of protecting the ball and protect it and then get the ball in the end zone.
Steven, how critical are these few games without CD in terms of the evaluation for George Pickens and sort of his future here?
Yeah, I mean, George is a great football player, and I know he'll step up and do a good job for us. We're worried about game to game, and certainly we're great. It's great that we've got George. I think Turpin's done even better than most expected in terms of his explosiveness and what he can do for our offense. Obviously, Javonte Williams has stepped up. But we got to just take each week by week, and focus on that, and certainly starts with the Packers on Sunday.
Were you able to dodge the IR for both CeeDee Lamb and Tyler Booker?
We'll make that final decision when we get them out of the boot next week and see kind of what we think the long, the prognosis is, short end or long end of how long we think it'll take for them to get back.
Steven, your right tackle has really, really benefited from having Booker in there playing next to him, and especially in the running game stuff. The confidence level in Bass, that he and Steele can continue to give you that presence, that physical presence on that right side, plus what you've been able to do with Span Ford over there.
Yeah, I feel very comfortable that that Bass is going to go in there and do a great job. And you know, strongest part of Steele's game is his run blocking.
Yes. Yeah.
And he'll continue to work at his pass blocking part, but he really comes off the ball great. Been used to doing it with Zach Martin. Certainly was enjoying having Tyler Booker in there, but I think Bass will go in there and do a really nice job.
Steven Jones with us here on the Fan News today. The NFL's looking at a bunch of games in Brazil. Do we need to be making plans for Rio here in the not too distant future?
It sounds like a good trip, but we'll kind of see where it goes. But I've been to Brazil before, and it's a great place to go, and I'm sure it'd be a great experience to play a football game down there. But we'll kind of see how it goes as we move forward with the league.
Jerry on the Fan this morning asked about Micah, said some plays it looks beautiful, other plays, especially running plays, you wish you had a different formation. So to be trite, we lost games with Micah. Do you ever go like, Dad, he doesn't need any more motivation? They're coming in pretty hot here.
Well, we're worried about it. The Green Bay Packers have one hell of a defense.
Yeah,
they got great team speed. They obviously have great defensive ends. Their linebackers can run. They jump off the tape at you. They're a damn good defense. We've got to worry about the Packers, period. And whether it's their defense or whether it's their offense, they got obviously a great quarterback. Their receivers run great routes. And we've got our work cut out for us.
Steven, how close are we to a Jaden Blue debut?
Well, we'll just go week by week right now. Obviously, our running backs are doing a nice job. And so it's hard right now for Jaden to break in when you got two veteran running backs really doing a nice job running the football like they did last week. But all those things come around at the right times. And I know Jaden will be ready when his opportunity comes. And we've seen a lot of things from Jaden that we're looking forward to seeing in a ball game.
Thank you for your time, Steven. Enjoy the rest of your Friday and give him hell Sunday night. We'll be pulling for you.
Appreciate you guys. Great being on. Thank
you.
There
he goes. Thank you, sir. Steven Jones here with you on 105.3 The Fan, sending you into the weekend every Friday here in the G-Bag Nation at 3 o'clock. Jared Sandler is going to talk about the Rangers' final series of the season coming up with us at 3:30 and where we go from here. I hope the defense has better answers, and I feel like that should be expected. Like, just drop the busted coverage. What do you think of the one word calls that they're going there on the back end, Brian? Is there a benefit to be harvested? I know there's been a lot of jokes about it. Like, we got to drop it down to one word here now to not confuse the guys.
And really, just one syllable from what I was garnering.
I think they just scream like ha.
Yep.
Bah.
You know, I
it's all about that first letter.
My hope is that, the communication, obviously, they feel like has been a problem, and so anything to make that alleviate those issues right there. But, man, I keep saying, I think Eberflus is going to have to play a game he's not comfortable with. You've got to put pressure on this guy. And that's why I asked Steven about that whole thing, he came on our air and talked about manufacturing pressure. Flus can do that. Flus has not done that. He hadn't done that. And I talked to a defensive coordinator the other day in the league, and he said, listen, if you don't blitz, you don't manufacture pressure.
You got to be able to do it all.
You got to be able to do it all. Like, Green Bay is very fortunate. They have four really good rushers, and they do a good job with that. And sometimes you get away with that. And their secondary can play zone coverage 79% of the time because they have a good front four. You've got to make adjustments here. And if you're going to sit there and just continue to rush four and play zone coverage with this crew, you get what you deserve. And if I'm Steven Jones, I walk in there and demand that, like, listen, I've seen this now for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Week one, you told me about this with Jalen Hurts, that zone coverage will mess him up. Well, good deal. We almost won that football game. The Giants game, we got lit up playing zone. And now we're in a situation where we let a second-year quarterback light us up too.
Yeah.
There needs to be some really hard and fast questions to this coaching staff.
Are we saying we can't blitz? Do you not?
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe I'm just going off here about something that Steven's already done.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, I haven't heard anybody in the organization say, well, man, you should have heard what Steven said to, you know, you should. There needs to be some really, really, really tough, like, listen, we like you guys as coaches, but damn it, you know, you can't be giving up 415 yards of deep ball passing. Not with these guys, you can't.
No. If it happens again, you know, I think that seat's warming up a little bit. The idea of hiring Matt Eberflus, I think, is great, but it might just be a horrible schematic fit. And I would be anxious to see what somebody else who was maybe more versed in the blitz game, what they could do. It's tough to add more layers of complication when you're having busts. And as Steven said, they want to commit resources to the back end. But if that's not working and they can't get it sorted to prevent the big play, there's really no use in having the extra guys back there. You got to bring the pressure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.